Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me again today is Dr. Terry Welsh. Welcome again, Terry.
Thank you, Father.
Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we give you thanks for this time together, and we ask, O Lord, that you prepare us for all that is before us this day, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, with your story, Terry, and I think really everyone's story, is we see how the Lord puts people in our lives. And, you know, I think kind of the, you know, an important theme that runs through all of these sort of journey stories is providence. You know, that the Lord puts people there, not by sheer accident, but for a reason. So maybe we could talk a little bit about the people that the Lord has put in your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, I talked a little bit about, you know, there was a turning point in, you know, about eighth grade or so where I was just looking for trouble. That's all, you know, all I was about, you know, that was became a fun thing for me. And, you know, and I found plenty of it. And, you know, I had to say one time we had this English teacher, Sister Gretchen, in eighth grade, who was like a person that everyone feared and didn't want to be around. She was just she was scary, and she wasn't someone that you would approach with a personal matter or a problem, or that's the way I felt at the time. And so one time I got in trouble with her, and she had me stay in at noontime, and you know, I don't know what happened, but you know, I opened up, and you know, I felt like she was maybe the only person that would listen to me at that time in my life. And that taught me a lot, you know, the way that she participated in God's will. I thought she just wanted us to get English right, you know, but she was really concerned about me getting back onto the right path. And then, you know, on the confidence end, I had this person who a lot of people around Columbus knew, because he was a fantastic person. He was an algebra teacher, but also like the JV football coach. And, you know, I was pretty sure when I was a sophomore in high school, I'd be playing at Ohio State for Woody Hayes. Well, the problem was I was skinny and I was slow and I couldn't catch or throw or any of those skills that were needed, you know. So, but Jim still, even though he loved football, I think he had a sense that I needed some mentoring, and he took me on as a friend. And those sorts of people, you know, as I said before, I think they're lifesavers. They're miracles.
And one of the things, you know, from my knowledge of you and your family is the importance of Catholic education and how Catholic education has really helped you and your family. You know, we could do a very long episode on all the stories of our days on the school board in Portsmouth, yeah, at Notre Dame. But, you know, maybe you could kind of testify to the importance of Catholic education in your own life and your family's life.
Well, you know, it's something that my mom and dad valued more than anything in family life, I think. And I need to make a distinction. A superintendent at one point pointed out to me, there's Catholic education and there are Catholic schools, and my parents were committed to Catholic schools, and so I didn't know the other part of it, I think that's an important distinction, because they moved to Lancaster from Springfield because they knew they had K-12 Catholic schools. Like that was the one reason they decided to settle in Lancaster, Ohio. And I think it was important to us, but you know, now we've gotten into this thing where Catholic schools are really expensive and as a result don't always serve the people that they were serving in the 1800s. You know, when it started out, the Catholic schools were serving the poor and the needy, and we've seen a reversal of that now. And so I love for instance, the Cristo Rey model. I think we need to get innovative if we're going to continue to provide Catholic education in Catholic schools. And I think that's an important distinction. It's tribal or call it, you know, communal, whatever, you know, there's something special about being able to attend class with people who have the same Catholic values and that you do. And for some folks, there's an opportunity for evangelization too. It's not just for Catholic kids.
Yeah,
beautiful. Continuing, first of all, if you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Dr. Terry Welsh. Terry, continuing this kind of theme of people that the Lord has put in your life, we've heard about the coach and the sister, but some others that have popped up along the way.
So I'd have to say, you know, I mentioned before, like, surely my wife is number one in that, and you know, we've had the opportunity to grow together in our married life, and you know, with the church and with Christ. But you know, there's something that happened to us that both of us feel is part of our story, that we had kids. You know, you get married and you figure you'll have some kids, and we were fortunate and blessed to have some kids, and you know all of them, and I think by all accounts they're wonderful young adults and also great disciples, right?
Yes. For those who don't know, so one of Terry's sons teaches at DeSales, teaches religion at DeSales, Jack.
Uh-huh.
He's got a son who was an SPO missionary. He's got a son who was a Damascus missionary, and then Libby, who is phenomenal in her own right too.
Yeah. Yeah, she's sneaky because she also has her master's in theology, Father.
Yeah.
and they just happen to work in the enrollment department at Ave Maria University, you know, until they just relocated. But yeah, we were really blessed. But here's the humbling part about it. You know, people ask us, like, how'd you do it? Or, you know, what did we do to have such great kids? And we just chuckle when we hear that, because, you know, we think back to when we were their age and we were, you know, not the same people that they are. And so we weren't, you know, I guess we may have used the phrase a few times, we'd rather be hypocrites than liars, you know, and we tried to pay the way for them. But the truth is, we feel like it all came from God. I mean, that's it. They were gifts from God. And we didn't have much to do with it. I mean, I didn't know what the word formation meant until, like, I met my kids. they told me what that was. It's amazing to me. So, you know, when you have kids, at least this was my perspective when we started having kids. You know, I wanted to give them every opportunity that we were able to succeed in life and maximize their potential. But the fact is, in our case, that worked in reverse, right? And we had no idea that success would be a life with Jesus. You know, like that wasn't our idea of success, knowing and loving Jesus. So what happened was, God worked through our kids' faith and their relationship with Jesus to bring Sharon and me closer to Him. And you know, I don't discount the fact that we took them to church and, like, you know, made him look at the hymnal and sing the songs, and we had prayers at home, which I think that was important, no doubt. And then Sharon's commitment to raise the kids in the faith every day, and also her strong prayer life. But it wasn't until, you know, they came to know and love Jesus, and that was primarily through their first experiences at Catholic Youth Summer Camp. That it was then that we experienced our true conversion. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, they come home on fire for Jesus. It, like, we're not going to sit on the couch and say, "Yeah, that's good for you, kids." You know,
mm-hmm.
We couldn't help but to follow. And now that we have, you know, I just can't express this feeling of gratitude, and maybe even a sense of surprise. That's just overwhelming, that God remained faithful to His covenant, which is love and mercy itself, right? And He did that for me personally. And so, what's that meant in our lives? You know, we've had more engagement in His love through our marriage, through our family, our community, and more openness to the faith and openness to God's miracles that we see every day.
Beautiful. You know, it's I think it's one of the beautiful things about the in the new evangelization in the Diocese of Columbus is how, especially like Catholic Youth Summer Camp, but I would also say like folk or SPO as well, where children have come to some powerful conversions and have brought the fire home and really kind of enkindled the faith in their parents. And it's I've seen it, hundreds of times in the Diocese of Columbus. And it, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful pattern which he's used. And I think you and your family are a great example of that. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Dr. Terry Welsh. As we conclude, let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your blessings. We ask especially that your blessings be upon all families, especially the families of our listeners, that the Lord may enkindle in them and revive in them faith, both in their children and the life of the parents. We give you thanks for all of your workings of grace in our life and in the life of this diocese. Strengthen us and renew us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.